From God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Toward the end of the very lengthy Old Testament lesson read just a few moments ago, we find the words, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." God created the world out of delight, out of the desire to share the life and the joy, the sheer goodness that are eternally his. As the scripture says, "What no eye has seen nor ear heard, nor the heart of man conceived, God has prepared for those who love him." And what God has prepared for us is sharing in the life that is eternally his. For we Christians believe that in God himself there is eternally sharing, communion, mutual delight and joy, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. The great 4th century Bishop of Rome, St. Damasus, put it this way: God is one, but not solitary. And that great preacher John Donne said, "It was the entertainment of God himself, his contemplation, to joy in one another in the Trinity. It was the Father's delight to look upon himself in the Son and to see the whole Godhead in a threefold and equal glory." God's revelation of himself as the Trinity, three persons in one God, tells us that God's life eternally is sharing. And he creates us human beings with a capacity for sharing with him in his loving delight in himself and in all that he is and makes and does. "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. So it was in the beginning, and so it will be in the end." But the world, as it in fact is today, is a world filled with suffering and sadness and conflict and disasters caused by the rebellion against God on the part of his rational creatures, first in the spirit world and then by our first parents. And so in the epistle for this day, we hear the earnest warning of St. Paul, who writes, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." And then, using the imagery of a Roman soldier's armor, Paul says, "Put on the whole armor of God. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace, take the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, That powerful word which called all things out of nothingness into being. That word spoken through the prophets. That word which then became flesh in the womb of Blessed Mary and lay in the manger at Bethlehem. Jesus, the Word made flesh, whose spoken word, as we heard in the Gospel just read, healed the nobleman's son. That Word made flesh who continues to speak to us in the Holy Scriptures and the preaching and in the word of absolution, and whose all-powerful word continues to make of the bread and wine of his supper, in very truth, his holy body, his precious blood. The Lord, whose all-powerful word will in the end raise us from the dead and make all things new. And then, with sin no more, the devil finally defeated, and the last enemy, death, destroyed, it will again be true. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. That is our Christian hope, grounded in the resurrection from the dead of God's only and eternal Son and Word made flesh. O praise you the Lord. Thanksgiving and song to him be outpoured all ages along. For love in creation, for heaven restored, for grace of salvation, O praise ye the Lord. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.